Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
The 5th of July. The night train from Vienna pulls into Berlin. One passenger, Alexander Hoyos, personal envoy of the Austrian Foreign Minister, is carrying top secret letters for the German government. His government in Vienna needs to know if Germany will support it, even if it means war with Russia. Over lunch at the Potsdam Palace, the Austrian ambassador gives the letter from Vienna to the Kaiser. At first, Wilhelm is noncommittal. The ambassador later writes,
"The Kaiser answered he could give no definite answer before having taken counsel with the Imperial Chancellor."
Coffee is served, and the ambassador tries again.
"When I again called attention to the seriousness of the situation, the Kaiser authorized me to inform our gracious Majesty that we might in this case, as in all others, rely upon Germany's full support."
This promise will later come to be known as the blank check. Whatever Austria-Hungary does, Germany will back it up, even if it comes to a war with Russia. The Kaiser explains his thinking.
"Russia's attitude will no doubt be hostile, but I have been prepared for this for years. Should a war between Austria-Hungary and Russia be unavoidable, Austria-Hungary can rest assured that Germany, your old faithful ally, will stand at your side."
Only after making this promise does the Kaiser consult his government and his generals, but they all accept what he has done. If there has to be a war with Russia, the military will prefer to fight it now. They know that Russia is building up its armed forces.
"I remember the fight which gave votes to workers in 1866 and in 1884. The same arguments were used then against working men as are being used now against women."
In Manchester, the Labour MP Keir Hardie addresses a large open-air meeting. He supports votes for women, but he wants to go even further.
"The time has come for adult suffrage. Every man, every woman, rich or poor, married or single. The ruling class today are more afraid of the working class than it has ever been in the history of the nation. And it is because the workers are beginning to organise."
If you are going to America, don't expect to find the States anything like what you have read. Don't be surprised at anything.
A correspondent from the Manchester Guardian has just got back from America. It all seems new and strange to a European.
"No one had made me realize that American people do not drink at meals except iced water and coffee in pints. Or that American men in clubs and elsewhere call one another by their Christian names. Or that in the streets of American cities there are no public lavatories. A matter upon which the modern municipality in Europe is apt to pride itself inordinately."
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adie and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.